Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Minister Pascal Dunne answering questions from Paul Murphy. Solidarity now in the Dáil, but we'll move on for the moment. Asylum seekers arriving in Ireland will no longer be provided with accommodation from today, as the state is no longer able to source places for people to stay. From this day on, they say adult asylum seekers will have to find their own accommodation, or as Fergal Keane found when he met some of the people presenting for international protection today, they will be sleeping rough. The situation is expected to last for several months, as the City West transit hub, which has been providing emergency shelter, is now full. Fergal joins me in the studio now. You've been meeting various people today, Fergal.
I have, yeah, because the situation where there is no emergency accommodation has arisen twice before in the past 6 months. We've reported on it here. You remember people sleeping at the airport, and then later than that, in October, people presenting at the Refugee Council of Ireland and looking for accommodation. Now, we have an international obligation to take people presenting for international protection, or asylum, as we used to call it, and we've always tried to provide accommodation to go along with that while people's applications were being processed. Now, that might have been in direct provision of the so-called transit hubs and elsewhere, but now there are no places for people to stay, and the Department of Children has said they will no longer be able to provide accommodation for adult people arriving. And the numbers are significant. Last year there were just under 13,000 people arriving here. That's in part from those from Ukraine who's seeking international protection. That's been the highest number since 2001. So today I went to the International Protection Office in Dublin. That's where people arriving in Ireland come looking for help. They're referred to there from the airport. Some of these people had been here a couple of months, but most had just arrived in the country today or yesterday. And I spoke to some of them, and they told me of their experience looking for help. What's happened to you since you've arrived in Ireland?
I come today here to Ireland to fingerprint, and they don't have any accommodation. So I don't have where to sleep. I don't know where to go. They should send us to accommodation.
Where are you going to spend tonight?
I will sleep outside in the street.
It's really cold?
Yes, really cold, yeah. But I'm single, I don't care. But what about families? You know, families can't stay outside, little kids. We need accommodation for families.
There are lots of people in here with children?
Yes, there's a lot of people, children and families, single men, single women. There's all kind of people. From Algeria, from Egypt, from Georgia, from Afghanistan, all kind of people. Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen to you?
I don't know. It's first time I come here, and I will stay outside.
You've just arrived in Ireland today. These are your bags.
And again, he
told you that you come last night at midnight here.
Where did you stay last night?
He told you he was asleep in the street last night.
Where will you stay tonight?
He told you that he don't know where he's going.
What have they said to you in the office here about accommodation?
They told him there is no place for him in accommodation. They closed the accommodation here.
It must be very cold sleeping outside.
He told you that it's very cold outside and he is sick. He is very sick and he can't stay outside.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know what he will do.
Sir, you've come here looking for accommodation. What have they said to you?
Yes, I have been here in Ireland for 7 months, and I have accommodation, but now they kick me outside. I don't have now accommodation. I'm on the street now. I don't have accommodation. I'm homeless and I'm old man. I have 24 years old, so that's it. I need just accommodation, I need just, that's it, a better life, change my life, and I'm here under international protection, so okay. If any solution.
Where did you spend last night?
On the street, I told you, on the street, yes.
And tonight?
Yes, tonight, I don't know. And I'm a nice man, and I spoke with them every time, always. If you can get just accommodation, and they said, I will send you to Limerick, and I don't, it's a bad situation, you know.
You're very upset?
Yes, I'm upset. Very upset, so what I know about Ireland, it's a developed country, and it's a most beautiful country, and the people here, it's kindness. So we just need accommodation here. We just need a solution here.
That's a lot of uncertainty for people arriving to Ireland seeking protection, Fergal. There were families, I believe, at the office today as well.
Yeah, those people we heard, that they were all single men. But I did see several families, spoke to one or two of them, difficulty communicating with them. Some of them had small children, and with their suitcases, obviously newly arrived in the country. Now, the Department of Children say that they are prioritising families and making every effort to find places for them. And from what I witnessed at that office today, I was told by the people coming out that families were being looked after. But as you heard there, most of those people are planning to sleep rough tonight. That, as we said, happened twice before and it was dealt with quickly, but now we don't expect it to be dealt with very quickly. It could drag on for a couple of weeks. And then lastly, I spoke to this man. He just arrived in the country this morning and he was dismayed to find that there was absolutely nowhere for him to stay.
I just arrived, yeah.
Where did you spend last night?
I was in the UK yesterday, and they came. I travelled this morning to Belfast, and Belfast I'm here this evening.
You're looking for accommodation. What have they said to you here in the International Protection Office?
Inside, they accept us for our application to apply for the asylum, but the problem, they say we haven't got the accommodation. It's a big problem where we are going to stay. It's a winter time. And I got like a big problem. I don't know how to say in English, I can't stand the cold. Yeah. Really, I'm really lost. I don't know what to do.
What are you going to do tonight?
Honestly, finger crossed, I hope the weather is not going to be cold. I don't know if you can...
You've got your bags with you?
I have even got the sleeping bag. You see all the clothes I got. I can, if it gets -5, you can die outside with this cold.
Yeah. Have they offered you any advice?
Now I'm going to see them now, but most of them, they say there is no accommodation. I told them, is it a note from the Home Office or from the government? I say just like that. It's just
this week? They started doing this just this week?
They say just today.
Yeah.
I'm really, really disappointed, honestly. I like Ireland. You know, I've been living in the UK. It's the most beautiful country in Europe. But Ireland, the economy is growing. So that's why I chose to come to Dublin.
Okay.
Finger crossed.
Well, there you go. Fingers crossed, says that person. And as we say, from now on, the City West Transit hub for a number of months is full, and asylum seekers will have to find their own accommodation. So says the state. Fergal Keane, thank you very much indeed for that report. You can text us to 51551. You can